Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The outlook for 2023 is positive among Chicago's small business leaders, including company presidents, vice presidents, directors, and other executives. A group of 190 of them from companies with 500 or fewer employees were surveyed by Crain's. Half of them expect revenues to go up this year, and nearly a third plan to increase their workforce in 2023. The biggest challenges include economic uncertainty and higher costs for supplies and health care. The biggest opportunities, they say, include improved marketing and sales strategies. The chief lender has taken control of the Board of Trade building in Chicago. Tenants turned over the deed to Apollo Global Management rather than face foreclosure and default on a $256 million mortgage. Crain's reports Apollo has hired a Chicago developer to come up with a new use for the distressed property at 141 West Jackson. The developer will oversee renovations and explore non-office uses for the landmark building. Apollo is betting on a resurgence of the Loop. I'm Steve Grithanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.